Field Honest Prezzas. How to tell if deer meat is spoiled, a hunter's no BS guide. Every hunting season, someone opens their freezer, pulls out a package of venison, and hesitates. It doesn't smell quite right. The color is off. The texture is weird. And then come the Google searches. How to tell if deer meat is spoiled? What does spoiled deer meat look like? Those searches spike hard every fall. People are sitting there with a questionable backstrap in one hand and their phone in the other, trying to decide whether dinner is about to be delicious or a trip to the bathroom. I've been there, more than once. Here's what actually matters when you're standing in your kitchen at 6 p.m. trying to make the call. This is where beginners screw up most often. They open a package of venison, get hit with a smell that isn't beef, and panic. It's gone bad. No, it's venison. It's supposed to smell different from the corn-fed cow you bought at Costco. Gamey venison smells earthy, rich, and slightly funky in a way that's hard to describe but unmistakable once you know it. Think wet leaves, iron, and something almost musky. If the buck was in full rut when you shot him, that muskiness can be intense, almost like a barnyard. That's normal. That's just what a mature buck smells like inside and out. Spoiled venison smells completely different. It's sour, sharp, or chemical. Lactic acid gives it that tangy old milk edge. Ammonia means the proteins are breaking down and you're basically smelling decay. A ruddy buck smells like a farm animal that needs a shower. Spoiled meat smells like something died, because it did, twice. Here's the test. If the smell makes you curious, it's gamey. If the smell makes you recoil, it's spoiled. Your brain knows the difference between unfamiliar and danger. Trust it. Venison is naturally dark, deeper red than beef, almost purplish when it's fresh. A little browning on the surface from oxidation is normal. That's just the meat reacting to air, same as an apple turning brown after you slice it. It doesn't mean the meat is bad. What does mean trouble? Greenish tints or gray patches that go deeper than the surface. If the meat has gone from red to something that looks like it belongs in a swamp, you're past the point of no return. A quick note on iridescence. Sometimes sliced venison shows a rainbow-like sheen. That's just light hitting the muscle fibers at the right angle. Nothing to do with spoilage. Don't toss good meat because it sparkled. One exception, freezer burn. Those white, dry, chalky patches aren't spoilage, it's just freezer dehydration. The meat is safe, but it'll taste like cardboard. Trim those sections off and use the rest for stew or sausage, where texture doesn't matter as much. Fresh venison is firm. Press your thumb into it, it should bounce back. Bad venison goes mushy, spongy, or sticky. If your finger leaves a dent that stays there, the meat is breaking down internally. The slime test is the one that never lies. Run your finger across the surface. If it feels slick or tacky, like there's an invisible layer of glue, that's bacteria. You can't wash it off. You can't cook it out. The meat is done. Sometimes the meat isn't fully spoiled, but it's not exactly fresh either. The nose says, but doesn't scream no. The color is a little dull. The texture is softening at the edges. What then? Here's my personal rule, earn the hard way. If I have to think about it for more than 30 seconds, it goes in the trash. A few pounds of venison isn't worth 2 days of shitting my guts out. But if you're determined to salvage borderline meat, here's the play. Trim aggressively. Cut away anything that looks or feels different from the healthy interior. Then cook it thoroughly. This is not the time for medium-rare backstrap. Braise it low and slow until it's falling apart. Long cooking kills most of what's on the surface. It won't fix toxins that already form deeper in, but if the meat was only starting to turn at the surface, this can work. I've rescued a couple of roasts this way. I've also thrown away plenty of meat that I just didn't trust. The older I get, the more I throw away. Someone's going to ask, so let's address it. You're walking through the woods and find a fresh roadkill or a deer that clearly died within the last few hours. Is it edible? The short answer, probably not, and definitely not worth the risk. You don't know why it died. CWD, bacterial infection, internal injuries you can't see. Even if it looks fine on the outside, something killed it, and that something might be inside the meat. Roadkill is slightly different. Some states even let you keep it with a permit, but you need to field dress it immediately, check the internal organs for signs of disease, and get it cooled fast. If the guts are intact and the meat wasn't crushed, it can be salvageable. If the stomach or intestines are ruptured and the cavity is full of gut content, walk away. That meat is contaminated and no amount of trimming or cooking will make it right. The best way to never Google "is my deer meat spoiled" is to handle it right from the trigger pull. Get the guts out immediately. Not when you get back to camp. Not after photos. Right now. Gut contents are a major source of contamination, especially if the stomach or intestines were punctured, and a gut-full deer holds heat longer than you want. Cool it fast. Bacteria grow fast when meat sits warm. Get the hide off, prop the cavity open, and get air flowing through it. If it's above 50 degrees outside, you need ice packs in the cavity within an hour or two. If you can't cool it below fridge temperature quickly, you're racing the clock. Dry age if you can, freeze if you can't. Hanging a deer at 34 to 38 degrees for a few days improves tenderness and flavor, but only if you have a spot that stays steady at that temperature. A garage that swings between 30 and 50, isn't it? In that case, butcher it and freeze it immediately. Vacuum seal everything. Freezer paper is better than nothing, but air is the enemy. Vacuum-sealed venison stays good for a couple years. I've eaten 3-year-old vacuum-sealed backstrap that tasted like it was processed last week. Your senses are better than any guide on the internet. If it smells bad, it's bad. If it's slimy, it's bad. If it's green, it's definitely bad. When in doubt, throw it out. The venison in your freezer represents hours of work. Scouting, sitting, shooting, dragging, butchering. It's natural to want to save every ounce. But a single package of questionable meat isn't worth the consequences. Trust your nose, trust your gut, and when you're not sure, the trash can is cheaper than the emergency room. You have been listening to Field Honest. Read the story and find more field notes at fieldhonest.com.